T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining me live on the line is Dr. Joseph Chow, the medical director at Western New York Immediate Care. Dr. Chow, thank you so much for joining us yet again. We heard yesterday the president extending those social distancing guidelines. From a doctor's perspective, why was that important for him to do?
Well, we certainly think it was pretty aggressive to remove that in another few weeks, especially in this local area, while we're seeing the cases actually start to rise, or at least we believe it is more widespread than we may be able to test for.
Wondering about the picture here in Western New York, we get these numbers every day. We're seeing the cases rise exponentially every single day. But can we really truly have a handle on how widespread it is in Western New York with the testing that is or isn't available?
Sure. If it's, I think we do need to have more available testing at this point. Again, I think right now we have a grasp that at least it does seem like it is going up. I do think we are going to be getting more testing. Certainly, I know Department of Health has some, although right now testing with them as well as others are still a bit limited.
We've been told to for everybody to act as if we have the virus, or if, you know, anyone we talk to would have the virus because of how widespread we think it is. But that being said, why is testing in your mind still very important?
Well, testing, certainly from a surveillance standpoint, we want to have an idea whether the cases are still rising, if it's plateauing or if it's going down. It's certainly in the early phases, early mid phases. Think about when the flu is very common. Again, I'll kind of go back to history when we had H1N1. There were many points where we were really overloaded and there were so many people that had the symptoms suggested for it that it was more likely versus something else.
Based on what we know right now, can we say with any certainty where we are? Everyone's familiar with that curve. Do we know where we are on the curve right now in Western New York?
Well, I think that's going to be hard to say right now. We do know that we're still having more confirmed cases, so we certainly know that it is likely still going up, probably for another few weeks. Again, I'm hopeful that we will get more testing. I do know that other facilities are getting testing as well as the ability to send out to more commercial labs. So we do have some testing available. Let's hope that we get more in the next few weeks.
As we do have more and more cases, where do you find, whether it's personally what you see day to day or what you're hearing from other doctors from around Western New York, where do you find the capacity right now amongst healthcare providers in Western New York, whether it be doctor's offices, immediate cares, hospitals? Are we getting to that point where it's becoming hard to keep up with?
I'm going to say at least for the urgent care centers and a lot of the other centers and primary care offices. Right now, it seems like it's a bit of the calm before the storm. There are pockets of facilities, and I'll say not just in Western New York, but pockets of facilities throughout the country where they're starting to see what we describe as a surge. And that's really the storm part. And I think right now we're still in a bit of the calm part where people are doing their part in staying home if they're not feeling well. Certainly if they are feeling really poorly and having that difficulty breathing, they should at the very least contact their healthcare provider and potentially be seen. But right now, what we're seeing is still a bit of the calm before the storm. once there's more cases in the area, you know, just by numbers, more people need to be seen potentially to the hospital also. And that's why you hear all the groups, all the hospital systems preparing themselves for this surge.
We've had maybe a week and a half now where people have begun to get supplies, try and get ready. Do you feel that when that surge hits, we'll be ready here?
Well, we sure hope so. We think that I know all the healthcare facilities are really doing their best and doing a great job to try to get as much supplies that they have, even trying to prepare for, again, the marathon that everyone's talking about this to be. So I think everybody's doing the best that they can, especially right now while it's still hopefully not ramping up too much. Hopefully everyone's preparing right now.
Are people following those guidelines, do you find, to not just walk into whether it's their doctor's office to an immediate care and or if any medical facility to call ahead and, you know, heed the advice, even if it is to stay at home and self-monitor?
I think people are. I think people are doing a, you know, these are unprecedented times and these are things that people are not used to. But I think people are doing a very good job of doing this. I think most doctors' offices and even our centers, we actually have somebody up front to meet and greet you and ask you these questions before you come in. And if you do have symptoms consistent with it, we'll either leave you in your car or actually bring you right back right away, so that we don't, and we have other patients too that don't have COVID symptoms that may have sprained their ankle that may not want to come in. But I think most offices have done a pretty good job of really screening these people.
We've heard from people who, you know, have some symptoms, frustrated because they can't get a test because of the testing capabilities right now. The supplies aren't very widespread throughout New York State. They're being told to stay home, self-monitor, because we don't want them to infect more people, especially in a medical setting. There is a level of frustration there. What is your message to people, either that you've dealt with personally or people who may be listening who are feeling that frustration right now?
We certainly have to acknowledge that. You know, again, these are times where everyone is going to be a bit scared, a bit uncertain about their health and what's going on in the world. So certainly acknowledging that is really the first. But really, it's, again, when we look at the overall scope of the disease, something to absolutely to respect. However, most people will have mild symptoms and most people will recover from that and still know that there's always that outlet that even if you don't get the test, you can still talk to your healthcare provider about, hey, what are some of the things that I can do? What are some of the things I can watch out for, worsening symptoms? And if you feel like it's to that point, as well as your healthcare practitioner, your primary care doctor, absolutely, you can still be seen, contact them and they'll let you know where to go. So there's still options for people. The other thing to remember is there's no antibiotics does not help against this virus. So there really is no quote unquote cure, although I certainly understand there's a lot of research being looked into this for a potential solution cure for it. But until then, again, it's more supportive treatment. So understanding that people are frustrated out there, but please contact, again, your primary care doctor if you have any questions. There's a lot of great resources online also.
Dr. Chow, we thank you so much for your expertise and the time yet again. That's Dr. Joseph Chow. He's the medical director at Western New York Immediate Care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.